Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it's a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. And you know what? This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Another day that God has given us, and we can actually say, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just come before you today. We want to share just some words of encouragement, inspiration, edification from the Lord with you. We pray that as you begin your day today, that God will bless and God will just minister to you in a special way. Truly, God has done so much for us, and we're glad about it. We're thanking him for all that he has done and all that he continues to do. Beloved, one thing we know, God is faithful. He's faithful to his word, and he will keep us. He will strengthen us. He will encourage us. He will comfort us. Amen. All of these things come from the word of the Lord. So many benefits the children of God have as a result of serving the Lord. When you make up your mind to really serve God, it's one of the most blessed things that you could ever do, because number one, God said that he would be with us, he would lead us, and he would guide us into all truth. That's just one benefit. Another thing, he said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Praise God. Another thing is that he gives us his word, and the Bible says that we're clean because of the word. When the word comes in, it comes in to purify, it comes in to cleanse, and it comes in to give us everything that we need, amen, to walk out our walks with the Lord and to continue to be fruitful. The word helps us to do that. So we thank God for the word this morning. We're going before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, we thank you for allowing us one more time to come before your people. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. And we ask, Father, that you would just minister during this time of ministry as we share in the word. We ask, Father, that you would lead and guide us. Father God, that you would orchestrate and that you would minister to the hearts of the people, those that are listening today. We're thanking you for the word of God. And Lord God, we ask that you would uplift and encourage today those that may be discouraged, those that may be disheartened. We ask that you would minister, that you wrap your loving arms around your people. We're thanking you, God, for just being God all by yourself. And Father, we thank you for prayer. We thank you for those that are praying. We thank you for the many prayer teams that you have called all around the world, the nation, our nation, many, many prayer teams that are praying. Some praying in the midnight hours, some praying at 3 a.m., some praying at 5 and 6 a.m., and some praying during the day. We thank you for the intercessors, Father, the watchmen, the warriors that are on the wall. And so we pray for the upcoming night watch that will be beginning on April the 17th, this Thursday. Mm-hmm. And Father, we ask that you would bless, that you would touch, and Father God, that you would minister by your spirit and by your power. You touch those that would gather, that have a heart to pray, that have a heart to call upon your name. We're thanking you for that. And we're thanking you for strength. We thank you, God, that we know that this is an hour that we must pray, that we must call upon your name. There are many needs that are represented, Father God and Lord, but we know that you're the one that meets every need. You're the one, God, that's able to fix every situation. So, Father, we thank you and we give you praise now. We give you honor and glory. And, Father, we just ask that you take us further today, that you would just bless in this time of sharing. We love you and we appreciate you, Father. Now you have your way and minister, Father God, minister as only you can. Speak the word, oh God, on today. Holy Spirit, you speak, you move as only you can. And Father, we thank you. We give it over to you. And we say have your way. Whatever you want to do in this time, Father God, we relinquishing it to you. We thank you and we praise you now. We give you glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, beloved, as I just thought what to share with you all this morning, and even as I woke up this morning, I heard the Lord say, don't quit. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Praise the Lord. Make up in your mind that no matter what you may be going through, even on today, don't quit. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to back up. Don't allow him to get you in a place where you feel like I'm not going on any further. Thank you, Jesus. Just make up in your mind, hallelujah, that, glory to God, no matter what, Jesus, we're going on in the name of the Lord. Now, John 10:10, and we spoke on this scripture some time ago, and I believe that this word is befitting to this. It's a very familiar scripture. We quote it a lot. But we need to really, in this hour, really take note of it. And it's simply this. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, this lets us know that the thief will come. It's no doubt about it. But he has a purpose in coming. And that is to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, he said, and there's no but there. He just simply says, I am come. And Jesus is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's right now. Glory to God. He is here. And so Jesus is saying, I am come that you might have life. In every day of the world, Jesus wants us to walk in the newness of life. He wants us to walk in what he has already given, what he's made a way for. Jesus didn't just die because it was something good to do. We know it was a good thing because we wouldn't be in the body of Christ if Jesus had not have died. But he died that we might have a right to the tree of life. He died, glory to God. Amen, that we may be able to be reunited with our Heavenly Father. It was a direct, it's a direct link back to God. Amen, there's no way to the Father but through Jesus Christ. Amen, and so we know that when the enemy comes, he comes to take that doesn't belong to him. He comes to rob. He comes as a thief, a robber, a burglar, an intruder. He's a trespasser, glory to God. And so whenever the enemy tries to come, no matter the way, we have to recognize, is he coming after your joy? Is he coming after your peace? Is he coming after your finances? What is he coming after? Whatever it is, it's the plot and the plan is to destroy. The ultimate is to destroy. If he can first steal, he can throw your focus off. It's just like in the natural, if someone takes something from you that bothers you, and it should bother you, it will come to throw you off kilter. And then if he can kill, that means it's dead. It's no longer alive. Okay? And that comes again when a death comes, a natural death comes. It stops us in our tracks. We grieve. We go through the things that we should go through. So when somebody dies, amen, it's a process you have to go through. But in God, he gives us to go on, praise God. But some people, that word hits them, and not necessarily naturally so, spiritually so. emotionally so, and it's very difficult to get up. And I'm gonna kind of hit these again. Praise God. Then the ultimate is to destroy. He wants to take us out. That's his mission. He has a mission. Praise God. But we already know, amen, for those in Christ, that we're overcomers. Glory to God, because of Jesus. So we know that it is the enemy's desire to steal from us, to take the breath of life from us. Okay? He does this. First of all, he uses a python spirit to steal your breath. Python comes to squeeze the life out of you. Okay? And when a snake spirit comes, it can be kind of subtle because it'll wait until it's the right time to strike. A lot of times when we get weak and down and weary, then that spirit will come to try to squeeze the life out of us, okay? So the python is after your breath, after the life of God that's in you, the anointing that's in you, okay? And it will coil itself around the victim and squeezes all the breath out until there's none left. And from my understanding in the natural, a python will wrap itself around its victim, no matter what it is, and will wait. Every time that person takes a breath, it squeezes a little bit more. It squeezes a little bit more because it knows it has life there until there's no life. That's what the enemy tries to do. Every time you move, you feel the pressure. Glory to God. But we know that the Holy Ghost in us has to rise up in us. When you see these things happening, amen, you have to take authority over the enemy and know that he cannot destroy. He comes to steal. That's his first thing. He comes to steal. Okay? So we know that the enemy is after the breath of the Holy Ghost and the anointing. Again, that's on our lives. And we know that the Holy Ghost or the breath of God comes through the presence of the Holy Spirit. We're helpless without the anointing, beloved. We're helpless without the power of God working in our lives. It takes the power of God. It takes the anointing of God to go forth, glory to God, and do the work that needs to be done. He uses us as vessels. But we need that Penua life. We need the life of God to get up under the breath and blow it so that when it goes out, when the word goes out, it should be effective. Amen. It should hit the target, glory to God. And that's what the word of God will do as we give it, glory to God. Okay, so it's imperative that we guard the anointing on our lives and not allow sin to enter in or the enemy to steal. Okay, sin will stop us. Sin will hinder. We don't want sin in our lives. Okay, so the very word steal, it simply means to take what is vital for life. Okay, if a person is connected to life, to life support, that's a vital thing. That's a vital piece. Okay. If they're taken off too soon, they could die because the breath that they're receiving is keeping them alive, okay? If there's no breath flowing, death will be the result, okay? This is what the enemy's after, beloved. Listen to this. He wants us to die spiritually, and in doing so, there will be no fruit or reproduction taking place. And God gives us his fruit. He gives us love, joy, peace, long-suffering, faith, temperance, meekness. You know, all these things for us to bring forth, not for us to be dormant, okay? Be stuck, if you will, stagnant. He doesn't want us to be stagnant, okay? The enemy attempts to steal our love. Again, all of these things, joy, goodness, all these things. He attempts to steal the fruit, okay, from our lives. And God gives us fruit, and he wants the fruit to remain. He wants it to be abundantly bringing forth the fruit of God, okay? So these things must flow in our lives constantly, okay? And it will prevent the enemy from bringing further damage to our lives. When you talk about killing, it means to stop life from flowing, simply. When something is dead, there's no life moving, there's no blood flow, okay? And we know that if the body is dead, it cannot function. Now, we're talking about natural death, okay? But same in the spirit. If there's no connection with God, you're not going to move very much. There's not going to be no action going on, okay? If we become disconnected from the Holy Spirit's operation in our lives, we cease to function. In other words, we die, Okay? And guess what, beloved? Sin causes us to become disconnected from God. And at that point, death comes in. That's what happened in the Garden of Eden when they made the choice to take the fruit. They made a choice. And as a result, they lost their connection with God. We don't want to lose our connection with the Lord. That's what we should strive for each and every day. That's why Paul said, now let's flip it. We talk about death. He said, I die daily. What does that mean? He had to die out to the flesh. He had to die out to the dictates and appetites of the flesh in order for the spirit to take hold and move and operate in his life. Okay. Listen. To destroy, it means to put out of commission, okay? When you destroy something, it's demolished. When you crush something, it's gone. And the enemy's after so many people, ministries, young ministries that are going forth. The enemy's after them to steal, to kill, and then to destroy. And we have to recognize what's going on, recognize when sabotage is lurking, when the enemy brings in evil stealth to come in to destroy the work. Recognize when things come in right in your midst, you have to be careful of your inner circles, that the people that you're working with are pure, that they're holy, that they have the right agenda, they have the right motive. You have to be careful, and the Holy Spirit will let you know. He will alert you. He'll give you how to pray. Amen, to abort the enemy's vision, if you will, because he does have a vision. It's evil. And so we're not here to uplift him. We're here to uplift God, but to make you aware that you are in a fight, okay? And being that we're in a fight, the Holy Spirit will give us how to fight. Now, when I preached this message, I had just read a story, and I'm going to just read this because we very rarely hear it, but I just feel led to bring it out. And it's sad in a sense, but it will just give you an example of what the enemy will do when God is moving in a work. And I've seen it in other ministries where revival is taking place and all of a sudden it's no longer because he constantly seeks a way to bring a stop to the move of God, okay? So destroy, as we said, it means to put out of commission. And many ministries have been destroyed as a result of all three of these things taking place. I read a story some time ago about William Seymour and what took place over the 3 years during the greatest revival the church has ever experienced. And just the other day, I was listening to a program, and as a matter of fact, it was yesterday. A young lady was ministering, and she was talking about the Azusa revival. And she was really sharing some powerful things about what took place. And it's always a blessing to hear about the move of God. But we very rarely hear about what happened after that. And I'm bringing this out because we have to stay alert, beloved. Stay alert, okay? And yes, it was one of the greatest revivals that the church has ever experienced. And as a result, many ministries were launched forth from that place in that era of time. And even though God moved in such a way, an awesome way, the enemy was able to infiltrate the ministry and steal. Number one, the secretary, after he married, made off with a mailing list. The ministry suffered a great blow with that because people were diverted. The ministry hit a point where it suffered a great loss. Another blow came when Seymour had a disagreement with another minister. Major disagreement, which further brought damage to the ministry. And finally, there was a severe split that caused Seymour to lose his credibility. And eventually, he suffered a massive heart attack and died in his early 50s. It was sad that we don't hear about that part. Praise God. And you may say, well, we don't need to hear that. Well, yeah, we do need to hear it. And ministries need to hear it. And pastors and apostles and prophets need to hear it, especially if you're a leader, especially if you're going through, praise God, and you're hitting one blow after another, and you see things happening and you don't know how to handle it. You must open your eyes in the spirit and allow the Lord to begin to reveal what demonic spirits are coming at you. The Lord just showed us a skunk spirit the other week. And a skunk is a very repulsive animal. Okay, something that you definitely don't want to be around. But the Lord let us know that also when you see that or that comes in the mist, something needs to be put out. Something that's offensive, an offensive person, a person that's dishonest. Now, we don't want to be mean to people. You know, this is one of the things that holds us up from keeping clean, keeping ministries clean, because when people come in to destroy and you see that, you begin to see those seeds, you have to take action. And there are ministers listening right now. There are many women of God. You're listening, you're dealing with things, and you don't know how to get rid of it. You don't know how to get these things out so that the ministry can go forward. Sometimes there are people that you do have to say, you know what, you have to leave. You're not a part of the work. You're causing havoc. You're causing split. And we can't have that type of spirit in our midst. And you have to know when you have to break connections. A lot of us have connections to people, to ministries that are not healthy, people that are not healthy, and you have to be careful that the flows going to you, from you, are clear and clean. God wants you to stay clean. He wants your ministry to stay pure. Everybody's not going to understand the vision you have, the ministry God's given you, and so you have to be very, very careful that you keep the work pure and that you stay on target with God. Keep your vision before the Lord. Keep it before Him and ask Him constantly, Father, am I doing what you want me to do? Am I being obedient to you, Father God? This is not about popularity. It's not about any of that, beloved. It's simply about obeying God. I am not doing what I do because I want a name. Praise God. Amen. I just want to obey the Lord. And it's not about friendship. Amen. It's not about that. It's not about having a lot of people around. It's just simply about obeying the Lord. Do what God has called you to do. Don't look for the pats on the back. Praise God. And all the agendas and motives that sometimes we have, they're not always clear and they're not always good. So we have to make sure that every motive, every agenda is pure and clean. You don't want the work suffocated. You don't want it squeezed out. So be very careful. Praise God. If you've hit a low in your work, if it looks like things aren't going forward, that don't mean God ain't in the midst. He just may be cleaning out. He may be flushing out. And you have to allow Him to do what He wants to do. You have to allow the Lord to be God, and you have to trust Him that He's with you, that He will not leave you, and that He will not forsake you. Okay, and finally, we read in Acts 16:16-18 about Paul and Silas going up to prayer, and there was a woman there, there was a young lady there that followed them day and night. She was crying out, telling the people they were great men of God and all of that. All those words sound real good when people tell you, oh, you're a great man of God, you're a great woman of God. Flattery, always trying to boost you up in the flesh. You got to be careful of that. Praise God. Paul got grieved because he realized there was a spirit behind her. There was something in her that wasn't right. She was flowing out of a familiar spirit. She was actually flowing out of a python spirit, the spirit of divination, because she used that gift, that craft, if you will. Amen. And brought her masters much money because she could say things that were quote unquote true. And it brought money to those that she was serving, until Paul turned around one day and told the demon to leave, cast the spirit out of her, and she could no longer divine. She could no longer say anything. Praise God. That flow had been stopped up because he just turned and he spoke to that spirit to leave. And beloved, listen, a true prophet of God, apostles, amen, prophets, people that are true, amen, from the Lord will speak, turn and speak the word, and God will do it. Amen. You got to recognize the power that Jesus has given believers. Amen. He told us to do the works of Him, Jesus did. So in telling us that, that means He's given us the authority. And that's what Peter did. Amen. When they went to the hour, when they went up for prayer, him and John, they went up for prayer to the temple, and the man was laying out, glory to God, and he needed some money. Praise God. But Peter recognized, oh, I ain't got no money. But he had something greater than what he needed. He spoke the word. He said, silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have, I'm giving it to you in the name of Jesus. Get up. And the Bible says he picked him up by the hand, lifted him up, and the young man was healed. He jumped up. And this is what we have in us. So, beloved, I'm encouraging you today. Don't let the devil take your breath. Don't let him take the life of God that's within you. And don't quit. Make up in your mind that you're going on with Jesus. You're not going to stop. You're going on. Minister of God, preacher of God, man of God, woman of God, whoever you are, don't give up today. Don't go back. But trust God and know that God will see you through. Father, we thank you for the word today. We thank you, God, that your word is life. And I pray for everyone listening. I pray, Father, that you would release an anointing on them. I speak the word of life to them right now. I bind every work of the enemy that's coming to kill, steal, and destroy. Father, I ask you to encourage today, to lift up today, to minister as only you can. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Jesus, that you come to encourage. You come to build up, oh God. We thank you. Just at the time when we think we're going to lose it or we're not going to make it, you send a word to us to encourage us, to build us back up, to let us know we need to stay on the wall. So, Father, I thank you now, and I ask you to heal sick bodies today, those that may be infirmed in their body. We come against that spirit of infirmity, and we come against that spirit of discouragement now. Oh, God, we break that chokehold of the enemy right now in the spirit. Father, we love you, and we appreciate you for everything that you're doing. We thank you now. Father God, continue to minister as only you can. We'll be so careful to give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you tuning in on today. We pray that you will be with us on our next broadcast. Praise God. And just check our schedule. Amen. We're constantly adding, amen, to our schedule. We're building back up. Praise God. Amen. We're going to begin a new teaching series in just a few days. Praise God. Our regular time on Saturdays is intercessory prayer. We've just begun this day on Sundays. Amen. Words of inspiration every Sunday morning, 7 a.m. Mountain Time. And so you can gauge that accordingly. Praise God. We love you and we appreciate you listening. Drop us a line. Send us an email and let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing. Until our next broadcast, be blessed, beloved. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares.
Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.